And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack and Lori Policelli, Executive Director of the Orange County Visitor Bureau, is to be congratulated for outstanding efforts in promoting Chapel Hill as a tourist destination. But is Chapel Hill really ready for tourism? Could it handle the hordes of tourists who might descend on the town? Ironic, isn't it, that Chapel Hill was among the 12 cities selected by the National Trust when town council didn't see fit to support the Chapel Hill History Museum, forcing it to close down? Then there's the huge problem with downtown parking. Construction of the 140 West project on Church Street eliminated about 5% of the available downtown parking. We don't even have enough parking for our own residents, much less for the tide of tourists we're expecting. Though we try to shove it under the carpet, the problem of downtown panhandling would be a complete turnoff to tourists. Chapel Hill boasts so many historic venues that would attract tourists like a magnet. The University of North Carolina, the oldest public university in the U.S., is a major attraction in itself. Wilson Library with its fine collection of exhibits. East Hall, Memorial Hall, Polk Place, Franklin Street with its stately homes and mansions, Moorhead Planetarium, Ackland Art Museum, and excellent restaurants and shops, and the list goes on and on. Chapel Hill is a great place to live and work, but a tourist trying to find a parking spot or being harassed by panhandlers might think differently. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.